My Lord Jesus Christ, I speak that.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做，我在这里证道。
Tonight I'd like to share with you, about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我今天晚上还想和大家继续分享圣灵所结的果子。
Which one of them is a patient?
那其中一个果子就是忍耐。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
请翻到加来太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章二十二到二十三节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。二十三节，温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
If you look at the Bible, throughout the whole scriptures, this patience is a very important part of a virtue as a believer to have it.
如果我们研读圣经，我们就会发现忍耐是在信仰上一个非常重要的特性。
Apostle Paul realized the importance of patience, so he mentioned that in the 1 Corinthians 12 verses, love is patient.
那使徒保罗因为非常了解忍耐的重要性，所以在哥林多前书那边他就说，爱就是忍耐。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is all comes from the love of Christ.
那圣灵忍耐的果子，一切都是来自基督。
So I feel like Apostle Paul, his understanding way of the patience is come from the true love.
那使徒保罗对于忍耐的了解，就是忍耐来自真正的爱。
Sometimes we don't like to be patient, to have a patient.
很多时候我们不太喜欢忍耐。
Because it takes a time, sometimes it bothers our ongoing, our way of path of a life.
忍耐需要时间，常常忍耐就是代表我们没有办法去我们想要去的地方。
Patience really helps us to mature our Christian life.
但是忍耐会帮助我们基督徒的信仰成熟。
We see the Moses of 40 years of wilderness help him to let him to be himself, to be ready for, to be served God.
我们看看摩西四十年的在沙漠上面的旷训练，使他学习到如何去忍耐。
And also the Joseph's life, he has such a long period of time under such a trial and difficulties, it helping him to be equip himself to be prime minister in Egypt.
那我们看看约瑟，他虽然遇到很多的困苦，但是他最终成为埃及的宰相。
So we can see the true love is a true patience.
但是，所以我们可以看到，真的爱就有真的忍耐。
If anybody is saying that I have a love of Christ, yet we don't have that person do not have this patience, then this one doesn't have a love.
那如果有一个人说我有基督的爱，但是他却没有忍耐的力量，那这个人的爱并不是真正来自基督的。
Sometimes we look at our, God's way to lead our life, we can see, it takes some time to train us and change us.
有时候我们看神带领我们的脚步，需要花时间来改变我们。
None of us here, we can change right away to be a new person.
在座的我们没有任何人可以马上改变成为一个新人。
It takes some time to change little by little.
因为改变需要一点一点，需要花时间的。
I think every day is our life is learning about the patient.
而我们生活的每一天就是在学习如何去忍耐。
We need a lot of inner our struggle within ourselves.
但是忍耐是有很多的内心征战。
Yet each day we can improve ourselves, our quality of Christian life.
是，而且每一天我们都可以进步我们基督徒的属灵。
So we can be mature Christians.
所以我们在信仰上我们可以成为一个成熟的基督徒。
God led the Israelites for 40 years to be in the wilderness.
神带领以色列人在旷野四十年。
None of the people enjoy in actually life in the wilderness.
而没有一个人会享受他们在旷野里面的生活。
But these people learn a lot of things from the wilderness.
但是这些人却在旷野里学到许多。
They learn that they can God is the true provider for their life.
他们学习到说神是他们生活中的提供者。
Now, these 40 years that they never put the seed on the ground and the harvest out of the ground.
因为在这个四十年里面，他们没有栽种。
Yet God feeding them.
但是神却喂饱他们。
And they do not know the road to they follow, but God lead them.
虽然他们不知道旷野里面的路，但是神却带领他们。
There's a lot of enemies out there, but God protects them.
虽然外面有许多的敌人，但是神却保护着他们。
Of course, it doesn't have to take the 40 years to make them to journey to reach to the promised land.
虽然到应许之地的路不用四十年这么长久。
But 40 years is in the time that God designed for these people to train them, to equip them to be true.Follower of God.
但是神却设计四十年来训练这一群人，希望能装备他们成为神真正顺服者。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
请翻到《生命记》。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
生命记第八章的第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2 and 3.
生命记第八章第二节第三节。
And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with the manna,which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but many live by the everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This is understanding that come on to the Moses. He explained to the Israelites what it means for them for 40 years.
这里是摩西向以色列百姓解释他对于这四十年试炼还有领导的理解。
In a sense, these 40 years actually the time of chastisements consider.
其实这四十年对以色列人来说可以试算一种责罚。
Because at the beginning, these Israelites cannot trust in God.
因为一开始的时候，以色列人无法信靠神。
So when they're sending the spy to the land of Canaan, when they come back and then they give a negative report, all the people they accepted their negative report.
当以色列人送探子到迦南地去，回来的消息是不好的时候，以色列人大部分人都愿意接受那些不好的消息。
At the beginning, God has intention to send these people to direct to the promised land.
其实神一开始是愿意以色列人直接把他们送到应许之地的。
But God found out these people not enough to be ready to occupy to conquer the land of Canaan.
但是神却发现以色列人他们还没有装备好自己，无法占领应许之地。
So actually, the 40 years considered a grace period for the Israelites to train themselves.
所以我们可以说，这四十年对以色列人来说是恩典的四十年。
If you look at the one side, this is the during this time, all 600,000 they all perished in the wilderness.
从他们出埃及的人到还没有进应许之地之前，他们全部都在旷野面死了。
So one side is quite sad story that these people's journey in the wilderness.
所以想一想，其实他们在旷野之路这些旅程是非常悲哀的一个故事。
But the other side actually very positive side.
但是我们看正面。
Because God trained them for 40 years.
因为神训练了他们四十年。
So let them later after 40 years move into the land of Canaan. They can make successively to conquer the land of Canaan.
也因为有这四十年的磨练，所以他们才可以顺利的征服迦南地。
This is the grace of God.
而这就是神的恩典。
You look at the similar story later on. It happened when northern and southern kingdom they were destroyed by foreigners. God allowed for 70 years of exile in the Babylon.
我们再看以色列后面的历史，当北朝被其他外族灭绝，神允许70年他们被掳到别国去的时候。
Of course, 70 years, this is the period of time for considered, we can say, the period of judgment.
虽然我们可以说这70年是神的责罚。
Because of these people against God and turn away from God.
因为这些百姓他们没有转向神，他们离开了神。
So God set this 70 years of time for let these people to be wanderer, which is out of the, they let them move out of the land of Canaan.
所以神设立了这70年使这些百姓他们被掳到外国去。
And after 70 years, these people coming back to Jerusalem, rebuild the temple of God, and also the rebuild the whole Jerusalem.
但是70年后，神允许他们回到耶路撒冷重新建圣殿。
Now, Christian life is a similar way.
其实我们基督徒的一生也是这样子。
When God created the Garden of Eden at the beginning, God created the Garden of Eden.
当神起初创造伊甸园
，This garden was a perfect garden at the beginning.
伊甸园是一个完美的园子。
When God see that this is God saw that it is good in the sight of eyes of God.
神说他看这一切是好的。
But because of man, they fall into the temptation of Satan.
但是人因为掉入了魔鬼的陷阱。
So God drove them out of the Garden of Eden.
神把人逐出了伊甸园。
But it takes a long period of time to recover this Garden of Eden.
那需要很长的时间再修复恢复这个伊甸园。
We know it happened through the Abrahams. It comes from the promise coming through the Abrahams.
那我们知道这个应许是从亚伯拉罕来的。
Through his seed, all the nations will be blessed.
他的后代因为因他而得福。
Indeed, later on, Jesus came to this world.
也因为这样子，主耶稣之后来到了世上。
He re-established this spiritual Garden of Eden.
他重建了属灵的伊甸园。
To let the people coming into Garden of Eden.
使人再次可以回到伊甸园里面。
But we are now here, and because we come to the Lord because of the love of Christ.
但是，所以我们今天能在这里，一切都是因为基督的爱。
It is God's plan to set this way, not just by one day, but it takes some long period of time. His way to save His people.
这一切不是在一天发生的，而是神计划在很久的时间使来计划人的救恩。
Sometimes we cannot understand why God does this way.
有时候我们不了解为什么神要这样子做。
But we know that He truly emphasizes.Of this patience and perseverance helps us to build our faith to be strong, so that we can sustain our faith to reach to the kingdom of God.
但是我们却知道，神强调要忍耐，而这个忍耐是可以使我们的灵性走到最后。
I'm sure because once we believe in God and we come to the Lord, it doesn't mean that we can change our lives, all the things change by one night. We know that.
我们知道，我们信主之后，我们不是一个晚上就能改变所有的事情。
But we can continue to meditate the word of God. We pray to God.
我们可以继续思考神的话语，继续的求神。
Eventually, God can change us our life.
而慢慢的，神就会改变我们的生
活。So let us bear the fruit of Holy Spirit.
这样子使我们可以结出圣灵的果子。
But it comes through our patience.
但是这一切来自我们的忍耐。
Let's look Colossians chapter 1. Colossians.
请翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
9 to 12.
第九节到第十二节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 12.
哥罗西书第一章第九节到第十二节。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may work in the manners worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. 11. And strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience and joyously, and giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Well, this passage we can see here, the Apostle Paul, he mentioned about the verse 11, says, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfast and patient and joyously.
在这里, 保罗对十一节提到, 照他荣耀的全能, 得以在各样的力上加力, 好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐, 宽容。
It is very precious because we can have a spiritual wisdom and understanding.
有属灵的智慧是一件非常宝贵的事情。
But this understanding and spiritual wisdom, it cannot be gained by one day.
但是属灵的智慧不是一天就可以达成的。
But we have to long way work with God.
我们要长期的与神相处。
So that we can build up and acquaint by the helping of the Holy Spirit.
我们经过圣灵的帮助, 慢慢地得成。
So that we can be qualified as to share in the inheritance of the saint.
所以我们才可以同享圣者的基业。
I hope that we all the brothers and sisters we can have enough patience to be trained us to reach to the kingdom of God.
我希望我们各位弟兄姐妹都有足够的忍耐，可以到达天国。
And also the patience helps us to gain the true hope in our life.
忍耐也使我们在生活中有真正的盼望。
You know, because of course, we want to get something right away. That's our desire.
当然，我们每一个人都希望马上能得着我们想要的。
But many times God requires us to take some time to gain something.
但是有时候神却计划需要我们有时间等待我们想要的。
Sometimes we have to face some kind of difficulties, or sometimes suffering and afflictions.
有时候我们需要甚至面临挑战还有困难。
But all this actually helps us, serves us to work with Him, to be a true Christian.
但是这些却是能帮助我们成为真的基督徒。
And that we can inherit the kingdom of God.
使我们可以得着神的国。
Romans chapter 8, let's look at Romans chapter 8.
请翻到罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
罗马书第八章的第17节。
Romans chapter 8, from verse 17.
罗马书第八章的第17节。
And if children, heirs also, heir of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. 19. And for the anxious longing of the creation, await eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. I can finish here. When Paul mentioned that we are the children and heir of God.
这里保罗提到说，我们是神的儿女，是神的后裔。
It is guaranteed that the kingdom of God will be in our hands.
那这里就是保证说神的国会在我们的手里。No
matter what circumstance we live in this world.
不管我们在这个世界活的是什么样的生活。Yet
our destiny is clear and our blessing is clear.
但是我们的祝福跟我们的终点却是清楚的。We
can inherit the kingdom of God.
我们是可以承受神的国。Of
course, because in this world, all different people, different lifestyle.
当然在这个世上有不同种的人，他们都过着不同的生活。Some
people can be rich, some people can be poor.
有一些人可能过得很富有，有一些人很贫穷。But
we have done this and life is not that long. Life is not that long.
但是人生并不是单独的。It
doesn't mean that not that short too. It doesn't mean that not that short.
不代表说是不, 不是短的。
Because we have to face a lot of difficulties and challenges.
因为我们需要面临许多的挑战。
A lot of temptation also ongoing and coming into our life.
那试炼也会不断的来出现在我们的人生中。
If we do not have enough understanding,
如果我们没有足够的了解
of our eternal our final destiny.
没有了解说我们最终的目的是什么
？Then we cannot have this true patience in our life.
那我们在生活中就没有办法有真正的忍耐。
We easily complain to God.
我们会很容易去抱怨。
We easily complain our present situation.
我们会很容易去抱怨我们的现状。
Sometimes our life is why my life have such kind of under such kind of difficulties and kind of afflictions.
有时候我们会问，为什么我们生活中现在面临这样子的挑战？为什么这么的困难
？Because when we look at the point, yes, it is. It is unfair.
如果我们看现在的现状，是的，可能会觉得很不公平。
But as a long run in our life, everything is fair, actually.
但是在人生长跑的路途上，一切都是公平的。
Anytime when we encounter difficulties and afflictions, we can because God trained me, God can help my life to be strong, to reach the kingdom of God. Everything is actually blessing of God.
那如果我们每次遇到试炼，我们把换一个角度来看，说是的，神这样子来训练我，使我最终能达到，到达到天国，那一切都是公平的。
No matter how hard it is to face things happen in our life, cannot compare during the time of apostle this time.
不管我们在生活中遇到什么样的挑战，真的无法和使徒保罗他们遇到的来相比。
Actually, we are under the great blessing of God.
其实我们现在已经在神大大的祝福之下。
Yet little things, because of it, little bothers, we complain to God. Why? Because we do not have clear understanding.
但是很多时候，因为小小的事情，我们就埋怨神，那是因为我们对于我们的目标没有清楚的认识。
Of course, sometimes we think why Israelites they just continue to complain to Moses, complain to God.
有时候我们会想，为什么以色列人不断地向神抱怨，不断地向摩西抱怨
？Because they do not have enough understanding.
因为他们没有足够的了解。
God already promised to them.
神已经应许他们了。
Yet they do not truly understand why God lead them to this kind of way of journey in the wilderness.
但是他们却不了解为什么神带领他们走这样子的路。
But we are different.
但是我们是不同的。
Bible telling us all this wisdom and knowledge already given to us.
这一切的智慧还有恩典都已经赐给我们。
We do not look at the present time and this situation.
我们不是只有看现状，只有看人生的这一点。
But we can see far sight.
我们要看远见。
God guarantee us for His kingdom and to His kingdom to us.
因为神已经应许给我们他的国。
So maybe here Paul even mentioned that if indeed we suffer with Him.
保罗甚至说，如果我们愿意与他一头同受苦。
Yeah, I consider that the suffering at this present time are not worthy to be compared. Verse 18 says, "With the glory that is to be revealed to us."
第十八节，保罗这里说，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
It cannot compare to what we receive in the future, what the now the suffering at this moment.
如果把以后我们将要得的基业跟现在来比，那一切都不能成为比较。
God training us.
神在训练我们。
God gave us a strength.
神给我们力量。
And I hope that we can understand that during the time of such a patient time, during the time of endurance.
希望我们在这一切都有神能赐给我们了解还有忍耐。
God wants us to have this the living hope for to be stronger and bigger in our heart in this way.
神希望赐给我们每一个人一个活泼的盼望。
Well, because sometimes I think about Abraham's about 25 years his life since they move into when they're called by God 75 years to the 100 years.
有时候我想想亚伯拉罕从被神呼召，然后一直到100岁，足足25年的时间。
God says, "I will promise you that I will give you a son." He promised.
神应许亚伯拉罕说：“我会给你一个儿子。”
But you have to wait with the patience.
但是你却要忍耐，要等待。
God doesn't mention that how many years later on I will give you a son.
神从来没有跟他说几年之后我就会赐给你儿子。
This long period of time, he have to his own use his own ideas. He think about it.
在这么长的时间，他要凭自己的意思来去理解。
But God never correct him each time when he think about something.
但是每次他想到不一样的事情的时候，神没有纠正他。
When his own way have a son through the Hagar, the Ishmael.
他用自己的方法得到了以斯玛利。
God never mentioned to him.
神也没有这样子责罚他。
But we can tell because he has to struggle he himself.
但是他自己要从中学习。
But when God showed up to him when he is aged 99 years old.
但是当亚伯翰到了99岁。
And from the next year later, you will have a son.
神就跟他说，明年的这个时候，你就会有一个儿子。
Abraham and Sarah, they cannot.Believe in at that time.
亚伯拉罕和撒莱没有办法理解神。
This thing's not. This cannot be happen to me.
他们却说这样子的事情不可能发生在我们身上。
You will see.
但是神却说你会看见。
You will see I'm Almighty God.
你会看见我是个全能的神。
Indeed, later, year later, they have a son.
而的确，一年之后，他们就得到了一个儿子。
God Himself, the truly.Came out and portrayed in front of their life this way.
神在他们用这个方法在他们生活中展现。
But 25 years of their struggle.
但是这是25年的挣扎。
God let them struggle.
神让他们去挣扎。
Learn them how to wise importance of patience.
让他们学习到忍耐的重要。
And sometimes the Christian life also says a similar way.
有时候我们的基督徒生活也是这样子的。
Sometimes we don't know why these things happen.
有时候我们不了解为什么我们所遭遇的事情。
Maybe we can struggle ourselves.
我们内心也有挣扎。
Sometimes we pray to God.
有时候我们祷告神。
But it seems like there's no answer.
但是没有得到答案。
30 minutes prayer, 1 hour prayer, and 1 week prayer, but no answer.
有时候一个小时祷告。一个礼拜的祷告，很久的祷告都没有得到答案。
Do you think God is not here? God is not there? God is everywhere.
你觉得是因为神不在这里，不在他的座位上吗？你错了，其实神每一处都在。
Actually, God listened to our prayer.
神是听我们的祷告的。
But God wants us to have a patience.
但是神希望我们有耐心。
So God led us to be to learn the importance of patience.
让我们学习到忍耐的重要。
When you look at the little children, they do not have a patient.
如果你看一看小孩，他们是没有任何的耐心的。
But once we have a, once we grown up, we go through all kinds of experience and difficulties, whatever, and we grown up to be a mature person, we know what means meaning of a patient.
但是当我们慢慢的成长，遭遇到许多事情，慢慢的学习之后，我们成熟，我们就学习到要怎样去忍耐。
So the patient helps us to be perfected our faith.
忍耐使我们的信仰完整。
So maybe because we in your life, in my life, we have a struggle something.
可能在你或我的生活中，我们都有一些不同的挣扎。
But sometimes we cannot find out the answer.
有时候我们找不到答案。
But we know God is the answer.
但是我们知道神就是答案。
Maybe we don't know how to solve the issue right away.
可能我们不知道如何去解决现在的问题。
But from our own understanding, it's impossible.
从我们个人的了解是不可能的。
But we have to understand God is the answer for everything.
但是我们要必须了解神是一切的答案。
God asks us to be patient.
神要我们忍耐。
Patient helps us to solve the problems.
因为忍耐会帮助我们解决我们的问题。
Let's turn to the book of James chapter 1.
请翻到雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Verse 2 to 4.
第二节到第四节。
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
Now consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now again, we see the 2, 3, 4 here said, especially verse 5 says, if any of the lack wisdom, let him ask, the let endure have its perfect result, and the let you may be perfect and complete lack in nothing.
在第四节这里提到，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备。
So, God trained us to be perfect and complete in our life.
神要训练我们在我们生活中成为完全。
Salvation is come from the true endurance.
因为救恩是来自真正的忍耐。
When the book of Revelation praises those who endure to keep the commandment of God, keep the faith.
在启示录提到，那些有忍耐守着诫命的人是得福的。
Then in that way, they can complete their salvation.
因为他们完成了救恩。
When we fight the good fight of our Christian journey, also we need this patience.
当我们在做我们基督徒的属灵征战的时候，也是需要忍耐的。
If we're waiting for His second coming, we need this patience.
我们要等主耶稣的再次来临，也是需要忍耐的。
So patience is very precious, the virtue that we has to be equipped at our Christian life.
因为忍耐是一个基督徒需要装备的。
And what is a patience? We can explain.
那什么是忍耐呢？
First,
什么是耐心呢？
Control our emotion.
第一就是我们要学习去控制我们的情绪。
Actually, our emotion is very precious.
其实我们的情绪是很珍贵的。
When we come to the Lord, we can praise God, we can rejoice with God. All this come from our emotions.
因为当我们来到神面前，我们可以赞美神、荣耀神，那这一切都是来自我们的情绪。
But not necessarily all the emotion is glorify God to edify them.
但是不是所有的情绪都可以荣耀神，都可以来赞美神。
Sometimes we can use our emotion to get angry or to we can express our inner our struggle.
有时候我们的情绪会使我们发脾气，使我们发泄我们心中的不满。
But we have to be careful.
但是我们要小心。
We should not to because of we express our emotions with our anger. That times, if we complain to God or if we say the things worse not to edify, then actually it is the ruin the God's way of God's will.
有时候我们因为发泄我们的不满，那变成埋怨神，甚至不荣耀神，那这样子我们就要小心。
So the patient, one of the patients is control our emotion.
所以忍耐首先就是要控制我们的情绪。
And also we can watch out our own heart, our minds.
我们要守住我们自己的心。
Then watch out our minds is actually lead us to the salvation too.
因为守住我们的心是可以带领我们到得救的天国。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 4.
请翻到箴言。
Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言的第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
箴言第四章的二十三节。
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the spring of life. Here says, the wise man says, watch over your heart with all diligence, from it flow the spring of life.
箴言第四章二十三节，你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
It's telling us because man is not perfect.
这里告诉我们人不是完全的。
Man has own weakness, our own emotion also.We cannot, we may not control our emotions. We have to watch out our heart.
人，我们有我们的软弱，有时候透过我们的情绪来表示我们的不满。也因为这样子，所以我们要注意，要保守我们的心。
And also, human nature have own desire.
有时候我们人也有自己的欲望。
The patience is controlling our desire.
那忍耐就是控制我们自己的欲望。
We know because of, The greedy is one of a form of idolatry, the Bible says.
圣经说贪心也是一种欲望。
It's not easy, sometimes it's not easy to control our desire.
很多时候控制自己的欲望不容易。
Many times we commit sin because of our own temptations.
但是很多时候我们犯罪来自自己的诱惑。
Because we cannot control our own desires.
因为我们没有办法控制自己的欲望。
We know Adam and Eve why they fall into the sin.
为什么亚当和夏娃犯罪？
Because they cannot control their own desire.
因为他们没有办法控制自己的欲望。
Satan using their desire to let their life to be trapped under their the sin.
那因为自己的欲望使他们被罪控制了。
Another thing is patience. We can say patience is one of a different way we can explain is our humility.
那忍耐另外一种可以解释的方法就是我们自己的谦卑。
Human nature, we easily to be proud of ourselves.
人很容易骄傲。
We like to be praised.
我们喜欢被称赞。
We want to be better than other people.
我们希望比别人好。
So that we can show ourselves.
所以我们可以表现自己。
It's my idea, it's my opinion, it's better than others.
我自己的意见，我自己的主意是比别人好的。
That's part of human nature.
这就是人性。
That we patient means we can control our pride.
但是忍耐就是代表我们可以控制自己的骄傲。
And patience, another way we can explain is controlling our tongues.
那忍耐另外一种表现就是我们可以控制自己的舌头。
Simply, we all this a simple understanding of patience. But if this the package of patience, the defining the patience, if we really well control ourselves, then we can easily get into our promise of salvation.
虽然这些方法像看来很像很容易来解释忍耐，但是如果我们可以把这些特质全都做到的话，那我们就可以达到神的国。
I wish that we can all the brother and sister, we can obtain this patience in our Christian characters.
我希望所有的弟兄姐妹在我们的生活中都能得到忍耐的这个果子。
So that we can secure our salvation.
所以我们对于天国的盼望就有保证了。
Sing in 4:2.
请唱诗402首。 同心跪下祷告。
We ask God to give us this precious virtue, the patience in our life.
我们求神赐给我们这个珍贵的圣灵果子忍耐。
So virtue of patience can help us, we can follow him, we can walk with him.
使忍耐我们可以跟神一起同走。
So that we can continue to glorify God, we can praise him, we can thank to him.
我们才可以继续的来荣耀他，来赞美他。
Let's kneel down and pray for 15 minutes.
我们先一起跪下祷告15分钟。